All right, why don't we get started? This is Monday evening, May the 16th. This is a special meeting, joint meeting of the Public Facilities and Finance Committee to take up one item, which is 146-11. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $120,000 of federal emergency management reimbursement funds for expenses incurred during the March 2010 flooding. The purpose of these funds is to fund the renovations to the former Newton Corner Branch Library, repair of the Senior Center elevator, abatement and restoration of the stairs at the Homer Street entrance to City Hall, and other building maintenance expenditures. I also just want to point out that there was a letter sent by the mayor who's asking that this item be amended, and he's adding a request to appropriate an additional $20,000 from the Energy Conservation Capital Stabilization Fund to insulate the walls and attic of the Newton Corner Library. Okay. That's the item. Is who's going? Is from Bob? You're going to present this?
I think Josh can talk about
this. Josh?
You know, the details. I can talk about the details of the individual request.
All right. Can you pull yourself closer, maybe down there or something, Josh, so I can see you?
That's
the new letter.
Yes. All right, Josh.
Blowing in insulation, I
see. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Do you remember the place where this flooded and all that damage? Sitting up to the lovely place in that though.
Would have done somewhere.
Huh?
It done somewhere.
Yeah, but where's the green coming from?
Okay, I'll go through this in the order of the packet to make it easier so this reads like a book for you.
We got 10 minutes, remember.
All right, well then I'll start with the easy ones. Senior Center Elevator. There's a copy of the quote from South Shore Elevator.
Right.
The gist of this is that we need $9,696 to make this elevator pass the state inspection. Recent state inspection went over there, indicated that the door was shutting too quickly to allow people to get out of the elevator in a timely manner. This was found to be because the software in that elevator is actually out of date. In order to update this, I need to also update some of the hardware. So this is really kind of bring this elevator not only up to code and allow it to pass inspection, but also up to the current century. This elevator hasn't been problematic, so this is really just about bringing it up to where it needs to be. That's pretty straightforward. The only reason that this would not be taken care of under normal maintenance is that, based on the extraordinary cost as well as the time of year, funds are tighter towards the end of the year, so it's something that we need to take care of. There's a deadline at the end of the month to have this resolved, so that's why it's before you.
Okay.
Any questions on the Senior Center elevator?
John?
Two questions, Josh. First, how old is the current software on this elevator?
Current software, I believe, is 18 years old.
Where's the light?
It's light. And the second question is there a competitive bid? I mean, whatever, I just see a nice round number of $7,500 for this. I'm like, is that what this costs? I mean, is there?
We did price check. The $9,600 is actually, I believe, $8,500 worth of it is the software itself, which you have to purchase from the manufacturer. And that is a set price, regardless of who did the install. The rest is an hourly rate, and this was a bid contract, so it's actually one of the best hourly rates we could get. They went up against everybody else. So.
Thank you. Can the hardware handle that software?
That's what I said. Part of the hardware will also have to be updated in order to receive the software. So it's kind of hand in hand.
Okay,
but they are confident. They're basically signing off, stating that they will bring this up to pass inspection. So they're on it. They're on the hook to make it work.
Okay. So $7,500 is the hardware and the software and labor.
It's actually, I think, $8,500 for the software and hardware, and then the rest is labor.
Okay.
So.
with that?
Really minor. Your quote is essentially $9,700. The page before is the request for $9,300. So Maureen's going to have to find a $400 somewhere.
Okay. I think we might be able to swing that out of the maintenance budget too. So we'll make that number.
And, you know, by the way, I don't mean to rush people, but originally the plan was to just take up this item because, as Josh pointed out, this has to get done by the end of the month or we're in trouble with the state. If we can't get to these other items, we can
I'll move to approve.
Yeah, because I know you want to get to the new library. Which, so we just try to do all of them. They're all good, worthwhile projects, but we don't have much time. So, but if we have to, if I'm rushing people, we'll just, you know, save it for the next finance meeting. So we don't have to do them individually. I mean, as far as approvals. So what's the next item? City Hall?
City Hall abatement and restoration. The Homer Street stairs is one of the I would say, the most used entrance in City Hall. Contrary to popular belief, the main entrance is really not as heavily used. If you look at the stairs over there, they're in disrepair. Really what we want to do there is remove the material. So there's some asbestos 9x9 tiles that will be done off hours when nobody's around. Get that down to the base material, and our goal is to restore it to the natural stone stairways. We might have to do some work with the noses. We're not really going to be able to tell until we get that the tiles off the stairs. But from the way things look, they look like they're in pretty good shape. So that's the extent, is abatement and then restoration.
What about no community preservation funds for this, or could you have done that?
This is, we looked at that, but again, they're kind of holding that line as to maintenance. This is kind of more maintenance.
Well, when you use the word restore.
Well, that's true. We did put in applications for restoration funds at City Hall. They accepted a couple projects. I don't think we went after that because they made it clear the types of projects they were looking for.
Right.
This didn't fit the bill, but we did get others in City Hall. So.
Okay.
Any specific questions on that one? Okay, the Planning Director's Office. This is to essentially purchase the materials required to build out an office in the planning department for the department head, Candace. Currently, she is in an office downstairs that is not and cannot be readily made either secure or private. So in the event that she either needs to house good, you know, personnel records or have a conversation that is private, she can't currently do so. This is strictly to build out a wall and a door to make it secure. There is no finishes associated with it other than to paint the wall. It's pretty straightforward. It's not outlandish at all. Any questions on that one? Okay, Newton Corner Library. This is a request for $85,000. In addition, there's the separate request for $20,000 from the Energy Capital Stabilization. The $85,000 is really to address the maintenance type issues within the building to make the space suitable for an administrative environment. It includes things such as buttoning up the walls. There was a lot of interior, I would say a minor to moderate interior damage to walls and ceilings as a result of the failed roof many years back. The exterior renovation project over there has made the building envelope tight from the top, so we're not concerned with the water infiltration situation anymore. So this is to make the walls tight, paint it, electrical, some minor plumbing. And the $20,000 is actually to insulate the envelope. It's a forced hot air system, so it naturally wants to push heat out, so we need to do what we can to keep the heat in. We are going to insulate where the entire perimeter as well as the attic. I've been through the attic, including the little crawl space, to get a sense as to what we need to do up there. Are there any questions on the Newton Corner Library?
No, but I mean, I just want to point, like Alderman Salvucci is raising a point. We're not trying to say that this money is being, even though we got the money reimbursed because of the floods in March, that we're necessarily repairing things that were damaged as a result of the flood. That's the source of the fund.
I'm only reading what I read.
I know, but it's...
And what I read says, incurred to reimbursement funds for expenses incurred during March 2010 flooding. To me, that means, like, for example, the basement downstairs got destroyed, and we spent a ton of money down there putting in new offices everywhere. The whole basement got ruined. And now we're spending this money for all these goodies, which is fine. I have no quarrel with it. But that isn't what this says.
So I think the way, if I may, the way I interpret the way this is stated is that we want to use the funds that were given to us from FEMA as a result of the March floods to use for a different purpose. It isn't necessarily that we're saying we're going to use the FEMA funds. We're not saying that the FEMA funds are going to repair what was damaged from the floods.
You're reimbursing for what you laid out. That's already paid for. You're not doing the renovation on what was damaged. We've already paid for that.
Where did it come from?
And we should be putting that money. That's my problem. Where did that money come from?
It came from our operating budget. So if you look at the city holistically, this is maintenance that we should have done and quite should have done last year. We couldn't because we had to spend that money to fix the basement. So instead, now that we're reimbursed, we're spending it on other maintenance issues within the city.
I'm not buying it.
Deb, you had a question.
Well, I'm buying a concept here, and I know that I'm one who has pushed for getting that insulation work done ahead of people moving into the building because it'll be a mess. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure you feel you have enough money in here to do all of the sort of pre-inspection work that you'd be doing before we fill the envelope up with insulation, like wiring and the condition of the pipes and so on and so forth.
Yeah, we did look at that, and I think I know where you're going as well. Really, the intent of myself and Steve Reed, the maintenance supervisor, the intent of our site visit the other day was to really get into the crawl spaces and take a look for penetrations that we're going to need to seal and air gaps. They're huge. As we really got in there, there's really some wide open areas. So we're going to have to seal that before we add any insulation. So we do feel there's enough money. Part of what we're going to do in order to control costs, I reached out to one of our general contractors, and he said that the vast majority of our insulating costs would go into the prep work, actually exposing the beams and getting the sheetrock down and the old lath out of the way so that you could insulate. So what we ended up deciding is that we'll get the dumpster, we'll have our labor do that at a fourth of the cost. So that'll help us use those funds more towards the actual insulating and the seal, the prep work. Mm-hmm.
So if I could just follow up on that, all right? So the $20,000 will then be strictly for the insulation work and the prep too, but not the demolition work.
It will be some of the demolition work because in order to have somebody come out and do the, like for instance, spray the underside of the roof in the attic space there, we were going to have to pay them to demolish in order to get to it. They were going to have to expose those factors. We can't. That's what we're saying, is that we're going to do that as part of the project, but it wasn't originally part of the $85,000. So what we did was when we looked at this, we said that it was going to be approximately $15,000 to actually do the insulation work. Mm-hmm. We assumed $5,000 for demo of all spaces to open it up and to try to seal some of the big gaps that we know are there. That way, when they go in to seal gaps, they're using a spray instead of...
So we're no longer going to wait for Noresco to do this work?
No.
Okay, I think that's right. And are you going to use I know it's a technicality, but when you say spray the rafters, are you using foams?
Yeah, we're going to use foams on the rafters. But the little crawl space actually goes out over the flat roof will likely be a blow-in cellulose, something like that, because we're just going to fill it.
Yeah, excellent.
Ruth Ann?
Follow up on Alderman Salvucci's question. Did we spend more than $120,000?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And do we know what we didn't, what projects we actually didn't do as a result of having to spend that money on an emergency basis?
There weren't specific projects. It just limits us on what we can do, because what we would love to do is millions of dollars worth of projects. So.
All right, you all set?
Thank you. Yep.
Vicki?
Just a quick question on insulation. I assume that you're going to take down the sheetrock so that you can put bats of insulation up in foam sheets. What's the insulation product?
The insulation process on the are you talking about the exterior envelope?
Yes. You're going to do it on the interior of the exterior envelope.
There's a couple different ways you can do that, but I think the way we're going to do it, because mainly because we have to do some interior repairs on the walls, is we will basically, they'll open up, they'll do a small cut in the wall, they'll do the blow-in insulation in between the joists, mm-hmm. and then we patch plaster and paint all those surfaces. In a normal environment, like if this was a, you know, your house, assuming that it's not historic, they would come in from the outside. But because it's a historic building, we'd rather not touch the exterior envelope.
Yeah. Good. Thanks. So you cut holes, little round holes, and you blow it in.
And you blow it in.
Yeah.
I'd like to move the item as amended in public facilities.
So moved. Did you want someone to
move? No, I moved it.
Oh, you moved. That's fine.
You have a question? Yes, John.
No, again. So you blow fiberglass in the walls, but you're going to use isonene foam in the rafters? Is that what you're saying?
Cellulose.
No, it's cellulose in the walls.
Cellulose in the walls, but isonene, you said it was a spray foam.
Yeah, we're going to work out the specs on it, but yeah.
What is the branch library currently being used for?
It is not. Sundays for an hour and a half, it's being used by Narcotics Anonymous. But aside from that, that's it. Just a convenient place for them to meet. But other than that, it's not being used.
And this is a priority. I mean, are there plans for this building? I mean, if you had $85,000 to spend on any city building, this is the one to spend.
Parks and Rec
are going in there.
They're moving in there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Has that been approved?
Yeah.
No, it's in process. Yet. It's in real property.
It's in real property reuse.
So that's
we've got to make sure that we can get that the building is going
to
be ready and able to accept Parks and Rec.
But the bottom line is, regardless of the outcome of the building, it's something that we owe ourselves to do. It's an unoccupied building that we heat every winter, that in many cases, and I laid eyes on them the other day, is wide open to the environment. So.
And vandals.
A slew of other things.
All right. And my only other question is, just in terms of the City Hall scare restoration, I would really rather that come out of CPC. I support all the other three items, but I would wish that would come from CPC. That seems a perfect use for it.
Can we reimburse from CPC?
I don't know if we can reimburse. I don't know. Did you include this one in your application to CPC?
No, Stephanie had worked on this one. I think she had conversations with Alice in regards to this, and this just didn't seem
Alice
like a...
Alice probably said it.
Yeah. It really pushed back on that, you know. Rightfully so, but they push back because if it's a lack of maintenance, they're not here to fix our past discretions.
Yeah. So you're really just uncovering the original stairs.
Yeah.
But then if the original stairs need some extra work, that might be restoration.
Yeah.
Maybe. How about restoring the terrazzo with marble, you said?
Yeah, that's very true. And again, because it's asbestos, it's not like we can just go over there and rip it off and see what we're working with. We gotta remove it. And because it's falling apart, it's also on us to be responsible and remove that asbestos as part of managing asbestos. So once we have it removed and we get a sense as to what we're working with, certainly we wouldn't spend money on Wisely. If it looks like it's going to be a larger project for restoration, at that point we certainly could go before and try before CPC and try to get some funds.
So is your time frame long enough that you could wait and have them have a look at it?
Certainly, yeah. I mean, the stairs have been here for a long, long time. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, so it's worth going to try that.
Yeah. But we need the funds. We need at least a good portion of the funds either way in order to abate it, to expose what we need to expose, to see what we're working with. So, but I'll give you my word, we won't spend any money on the restoration until we get a sense as to what kind of, you know, magnitude the situation is.
Okay.
I moved it in.
Alderman Schnipper has moved it in public facilities. Are there
as amended?
As amended. On the amendment, Alderman Cross and Alderman Fuller, do we need any kind of a life cycle benefit cost analysis on this 20 grand, or are we going to be okay?
Actually, great. Do you know what the Energy Conservation Capital Stabilization Fund is?
Yeah, it's a.
You're familiar with it?
Well, it's not one of my most.
It's from utility company rebates that collect in a little pot that's in the capital stabilization fund with a mark on it.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, so there's a motion to approve in public facilities. You're going to.
Those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sally with us?
I'm abstaining.
6 and...
Behind you.
7 and 1 abstention.
Okay, is there a motion in finance?
Motion in finance.
All right, motion is made.
So you're only going to remove the asbestos on City Hall stairs, no restoration?
I will not restore until we've uncovered and seen.
So the understanding is that you will run this by CPC to see if you can get possibly some funds for the restoration?
Yeah, once we see what we're looking at, I'll get Alice to take a look at it, and we'll entertain that, let's see if she's willing to pursue that.
All right, so as amended in finance, any further discussion? All right, all those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and one abstention? All right, 7 in favor with one abstention. All right, thanks for getting in here, folks. That takes care of our...